This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, hello, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins, sound like Bruce Morrow, hello, cousins, I'm Doug Steffen with my cousin Victoria Keelan and my cousin Kara Shellen, all my cousins who are listening, nobody else in the talk world uses that term, Uncle Good Doug, cousin Bruce, he's been on the air in New York for, I think he's almost in his 60th, it is his 60th year. Imagine being on.
Is he 80? He must be,
he's
right?
He's more than 80, yeah. I believe he's 83 or 84.
I used to see him all the time in the hallways at Sirius. He's such a sweet person.
Oh, fabulous.
So friendly to everyone, and I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, really.
I had no idea, and I said to my mom, I said, oh, there's some guy you might know. His name's Cousin Brucey, and she's like, you don't know who Cousin Brucey is? And she couldn't believe that I was seeing him all the time in the, you know, in the break room. And I said, oh, yeah, there's this really nice older guy, and he plays, like, old hits. my mom's like, now I feel old.
Yeah, Bruce Morrow is a fabulous talent, great guy. Anyway, so that was where the cousin reference came from. There is a lot going on today, and odds favor you knowing what's going on by listening to us. You're in the right place at the right time. You can always listen to us. If you can't hear the whole program, it repeats itself on TuneIn. We have the podcast, obviously, the Apple Podcast app and Spotify and all the other places to get your podcast. But to listen to the program in its entirety, any time of the day of the program, you go to TuneIn Radio and just put Doug Steffen in or DJV, something along that line, and you're home free, which is more than I can say for a lot of troops that are not home free after that Iran missile attack. More and more of them are being screened because they've been injured in several ways. This is one of the things, Victoria, when I talk about Seriscan, the company that I'm associated with in Denver that does all of the imaging of people in their brains, has started by doing it with football players, and now they are the official, for the players' union, they're the official ones that study the players' brains. And that's where the information came from, by the way, last month, as to those who are playing football, no matter what their age, no matter what their level, every one of them, every single one of anybody who's played football will have some kind of concussion damage, no matter what position they played. It depends on how long. And that explains, to a point, why the Alzheimer's
is the punter or the kicker. I'd say those are probably the only two who never really take a tackle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And last year, I think it was at least one, I think it was two, former professional female soccer players from the U.S. women's team have donated their brains to, maybe to Seriscan, but to science to study CTE effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of it. Now, the CTE thing is being suffered by a lot of soldiers, especially the ones who were around in the Iranian missile attack on a couple of air bases that happened earlier this month. The president and Pentagon officials said that no soldiers were killed or injured, but apparently that's not true.
Yeah.
How many? I don't know how many. It's only 11 or 12 or so.
It's 11 now. And they're saying concussion injuries. So that's what happened with the troops. So there were no, I guess when the initial injury report came out saying no one was injured, obviously they didn't know that at least 11 of our soldiers actually suffered concussion injuries. And so now they're all being treated for concussions. They've been transported to hospitals in Germany or Kuwait for screening. And I think now they're all of the U.S. troops who were in the bunkers, essentially, they were underground when the missiles hit.
Yeah.
And so that's why there were no injuries, physical injuries in that sense, but obviously there was enough of an impact that there were concussion injuries. So I think what they're going to do is probably screen every U.S. troop who is in that area in the range
they've gone to
Rheinmein missiles.
Or Rheinstein or whatever that base is in Germany where they have the hospital. That's where they're sending them to get checked out. Meanwhile,
well, it's important to know, you know, I mean, our soldiers go through enough as it is, and to have an undiagnosed concussion, which possibly could have implications later on, this is something that we need to know as soon as possible.
So I don't get why, and I'm going to say this, and I don't even, maybe it doesn't need or deserve a response. It is unnecessary, and I get that Trump thinks he has to respond to everything, but for him to say, if I'm quoting him correctly, that he doesn't consider traumatic brain injury to be very serious.
Wait,
that's about
what? He
the
said
dumbest,
that?
Apparently he said that yesterday. It's about the dumbest thing that you could say. It just...
I don't know any of our troops who would agree with that who've been through traumatic brain
especially,
injury.
Especially, and by the way, he needs the military to get reelected. So that's not a smart thing to say. I've tried three or four different sources to find out if that's a direct quote or that is something that has come from somebody that's interpreting something that
I guess
Davos tweeted
said,
out.
I heard they had headaches. No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen. So, yeah,
okay,
maybe
so
a headache.
Put it into context.
Maybe it's not like getting your leg blown off, but I don't know. It's still like, yeah, any injury to a troop you should probably take seriously.
Well, but that's put it in context like that, and it makes sense. So that, I'm glad you grabbed that because I didn't see that one, that quote. I saw a couple of other quotes that took it out of context, which happens very frequently with the way news coverage is today.
But I still don't think that that's the right thing to say. If he's saying, they have had some headaches, that's really downplaying what a traumatic brain injury is about. I mean, PTSD is a traumatic brain injury. And there are plenty of soldiers who had no physical harm done to them who have come home and can't leave the house, you know, because of the traumatic brain injury. So that's still a very ill-informed thing to say.
Speaking of people who put themselves in precarious positions, authorities confirming that three U.S. crew members in one of those air tankers fighting the wildfires in Australia have passed away. They were killed when that plane crashed. These were well-respected men, apparently, that had volunteered to go over there. And flying these planes is very dangerous, especially with all that smoke and stuff. I don't know what the actual... story is with that crash, but I know flying around in that smoke can't be an easy job under any circumstances. So God bless them. And so here it is, another reality attached to those fires over there. Speaking of reality, you may have heard us talking about the cost of prisons and the rehab or lack of rehabilitation value, especially in the state prison system. Here's another example. This is, if you haven't seen the movie Just Mercy is...
So that looks good. Jamie Foxx is in that, right?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan are in it. It's a very, very, very good movie. And it tells the story of somebody who's convicted of killing someone who got railroaded. He didn't kill him at all. And yet he was on his way to the death chamber. And this young kid, this is a true story, by the way, a young kid who worked on got a grant from the government, as it turned out, work just on cases on death row in Alabama, I think it's Alabama, pretty sure it's Alabama, or Arkansas, one of those places. Anyway, and I don't mean that, I'd say one of those places, and I said this on the air, I think the day before yesterday, that there are too many of these things that happen in the South. Why are there so many people that are being put to death? And in this circumstance, the story of Theophilus Wilson, who was convicted of a triple killing 28 years ago. He's been in jail for almost 29 years. The prosecutors called it a perfect storm of injustice. He was freed this week after a judge threw out his conviction. He'd been ramrodded again. How many innocent people are there in jail? And that's the story of this movie, by the way. How many innocent people, he's black, as you can imagine, served in Philadelphia for something he didn't do. The judge said yesterday, you are free, sir, to go. It's so frustrating. It really is. He was exonerated after his co-defendant, Christopher Williams, was also cleared of all of these killings that took place in 1989. the district attorney's office called the case injustice, perfect storm of injustice, writing in a court filing, the case was marred by serious misconduct by the prosecution, by the police. This is the same story. Oh, that's the story of this movie. It's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And why we put up with it. You want justice, don't you? No matter what the circumstance, doesn't everybody want and deserve justice and to be treated fairly by the system? I know you think I'm a Pollyanna and that I'm not realistic, but come on. Why is it that these people, and it's always some deal between a crooked DA and a crooked cop that want to just get the stuff done, and they manufacture evidence that,
That is literally the subject matter of so many documentaries right now, and we wouldn't even know about all these cases had it not been for so many documentaries and independent filmmakers who are telling these true stories. And you're right, it's always a crooked sheriff, some planted evidence, a guy that they know has no real, ties to the community, and they pin it on him. He's always black. It's like a formula at this point.
Yeah, and that's what the movie's about. By the way, there's a television show that's on NBC with Jimmy Smits and a young actress that I don't really know called Bluff City Law. It's only had 10 episodes, and I don't think it's going to be renewed, and I watched it on the plane a couple of times. It's a fabulous show. And it's about this sort of thing. And there was another show on Fox last year with a woman whose name I can't remember, but she'd been around. You recognized her when you saw her, when I pointed out the show to you, that was about the same thing, too. Getting people out of jail who have been unjustly, the line there was the woman who was the, and Kelsey Grammer is in it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
I forget what that was called, but yes. I think that might be renewed. I'm not sure.
I think it is, too. I'm not sure Bluff City Law is being renewed, but it's too bad it isn't, because it's a very good show. All about people that the most recent episode I saw was about farmers losing their land to a company that is obviously Monsanto.
Yeah.
And how many farmers have been screwed by them over the years, the way that they do stuff is just pretty amazing. So, anyway, that's we're working on remedies here, folks. At 18 after the hour, this is the DJV Show.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to size 16. It makes my sister-in-law's jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
There's no stopping me once I get going. Put a can in my hand, man, I'm wide and sober. The tick-tock girl and clock is like a time bomb.
Let's get it moving. Get that blood circulating. Thanks to Luke Combs and Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett here on the DJB program with Victoria Keelan and Kara Shillen and Doug Steffen and you. Faster Horses Festival returning this year. Lineup has just been announced. It's headquarters of Brooklyn, Michigan. It'll be held July 17th, 18th, and 19th this summer. Features headliners Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, and Thomas Rhett. Now, these guys are getting around, aren't they? Almost every day.
They're probably
it seems like
three of the biggest
about.
Names in country right now.
Yeah,
so that's a
right.
huge ticket.
Yep. Faster Horses is the reigning Academy of Country Music's Festival of the Year. Will include performances also by Jimmy Allen, Kelsey Ballerini. She's getting around everywhere, too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we're talking about her every day.
Yep.
Russell Dickerson, Gone West. I don't know. What is that? I don't know.
Gone West feature. That's Colby Calais' new country group.
Yeah.
Two girls and two guys.
Okay. John Pardee, he's getting around. Carly Pierce, Mitchell Tenpenny. There are a lot of other people also. All the acts are going to perform as part of the festival's main stage lineup. So what do they start, like at 10 in the morning and go to 10 at night at these things? Is that what
Probably.
Happens?
Probably, yeah.
Really? So you spend all day in the hot sun waiting for your favorite to get out there.
Yep.
So they're going to probably have some more announcements of artists in the next couple of weeks. And they have three stages all together at this thing. And let's see here. The president of Country Touring at Live Nation, Brian O'Connell, said, quote, as Faster Horses has continued to grow, we continue to look for more ways to provide an enhanced experience. So what does it cost to get into this thing? What's a three-day pass? Maybe
kind of
cheap.
But I would say it's probably, a couple $100 probably for the three-day pass.
Well, that's better than paying $600
not bad.
To see one of them on a Friday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
you get a lot of bang for your buck with this kind of festivals.
Exactly. So the guy who runs this said, obviously, with the announcement of these stellar artists that will join us for the party of the summer, we're introducing several new camping options. So you come in there, you can have a VIP experience. I would think this would be kind of a messy by the end of the 3 days. I would think.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster at the end of the three days. But when you pull in your RV, it's probably really fun.
Nice. Yeah, right. Yeah.
When it's all nice and clean and toilets aren't overflowing, it's probably really great.
All right, next up here is a focus on gender imbalance in a frequent conversation topic in country music circles. The charge for female artists. From the country music television folks, the network revealing that they'll institute 50-50 video airplay for female artists. So this comes on the heels of country radio producers saying, not too intelligently, publicly, that they wouldn't put two females back-to-back on a playlist on a radio station.
Yeah,
two males, yeah, but not...
proves everything that female artists in country have been saying for the last couple years.
Yeah, exactly. So the country music television people are stepping up their commitment to make, I guess they have a new CMT Next Women of the Century franchise, announcing a new initiative in the coming weeks that will spark this change in the industry.
I hope it does.
Pretty obvious.
Because people watch CMT, people love CMT, and so if they're doing a 50-50 split, I think that's a great example.
As long as the talent is there, and the talent does seem to be there.
And there's plenty of amazing
talent. Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, Lady Anna Bullum, Little
Kelsey
Big Town.
Ballerini, there's so many. Brandi Carlile, Brandi Clark, just the list goes on and on and on.
The piggery that goes on in the radio business is getting a little hard to swallow. And this is just another example of the kind of stuff going on in a business that I grew up loving, but I can't tell you I'm happy what I see. I look around at the business these days. Pretty tough stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease, if on the rise, clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, House managers laid out the reasons they believe President Trump violated the law in the second day of his impeachment trial. They're arguing for the conviction of the president on two charges, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Lead manager Adam Schiff made the case for what he calls the president's corrupt scheme to abuse the power of his office.
And use those same powers to suppress evidence and bar any cooperation with the authorities investigating them.
Schiff told senators his team will present extensive evidence collected during the House impeachment inquiry that proves the president's guilt.
This conduct is not impeachable. Then nothing is.
When the defense gets their turn, attorney Jay Sekulow says,
there's a lot of things we'll rebut, but we'll do it in an orderly and, I hope, more systematic fashion.
House Democrats have 24 hours over 3 days to prosecute the charges. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth.
The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Four at the hour now on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones is here. We are...
Keelan. Keelan.
Oh, what did I say? I said Jones.
It's okay. There's another Victoria in your life.
I know.
It's fine.
Well, she's on the Countdown Show. How often do I say that? Do I?
Never, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time.
Although you did do it to Victoria Jones on the show a couple weeks ago. And you
That's
said
okay.
Victoria
Keelan,
yeah. An equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity Victoria-er, if you will. Kara Schillen at the controls. You know why I was doing it? I was looking at the list of people in the news that we ought to talk about. And the first one on the list is Terry Jones. And so that's why I guess maybe Jones was on my mind. You like that? You buying that?
Nah.
Jones is on my mind? No? Okay. So, speaking of Terry Jones, remember Monty Python? He was one of the co-founders. These people are funny. They define, for me anyway, what's funny. And they're vulgar. But Terry Jones and the three or four others that are in this, John Cleese, Michael Palin, Eric Idle, my God, he is the funniest son of a gun I think I've ever been around in my life. He spent a whole morning with me on the air one day, 3 hours with his guitar in the studio, and we had a bleep every other, pretty much every other thing. He has this straight face. He just looks, huh? What's the problem? That kind of a thing. And these guys were all like that. Sherry, he was only 77, been battling dementia for quite a long time. So he was on Monty Python, the Holy Grail. He was in the TV show and in the movies, The Life of Brian. but he had dementia for the last 4 years or so. His wife and his children have put out a statement saying, quote, "We have all lost a kind, funny, warm, creative, and truly loving man whose uncompromising individuality." That's a what a wonderful way of putting the fact these guys are crazy. Their uncompromising individuality. I love that. Will you remember that for me, too, when you're talking about how crazy you think I am, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
How about my, what did you just say about me off the air? Was that off the air or on the air? You said something about me. I don't remember what it was, but it was something like I was unusual or different. And I like the term uncompromising individually, or uncompromisingly individual, something like that. Very intellectual. These guys were all smart as could be. You couldn't be that funny and do, that's one of the things, like Mel Brooks. These people are geniuses. Funny and smart. You know, and they never had to, even though they were vulgar, they didn't, it wasn't the same kind of vulgarity that you hear from some of the would-be comedians today to just use the F word for no good reason. No, that's not the kind of vulgarity that these guys exercise. They're just funny. So, passing of Terry Jones, noted here. Let's see. We have Gwyneth Paltrow in the news because she's around promoting her Goop Lab. Matter of fact, there is a trailer.
I thought that was going to be about the candle, Kara.
What were you thinking?
I thought you were going to go.
Move along. Yeah, don't tell them about the candle.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
What happened with the candle? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing. Go ahead. It's something we really can't talk about on the air.
She has a lady-scented candle that is that made lots of news over the weekend, and that's all I'll say about it.
Because of how it's used? Okay.
Not because of how it's used.
No.
I mean, it's used like
the
a candle.
The name of it.
But
yeah.
It's...
Oh. Okay.
It's name-writing. Yeah.
The Goop Lab is
that's her new show on Netflix.
Right. 6 episodes following her and her employees as they explore wellness. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because conventional doctors are calling it dangerous, which you could expect. Because, exactly. That's my reaction, exactly, Victoria. She has been promoting what doctors say is unscientific or harmful health trends. You know how what a load of crap that is?
Mm-hmm.
She talks about energy healing, which completely works. I have an energy person that I work with. Fabulous. And so anyway, Paltrow says it wouldn't be Goop if it wasn't controversial. I suppose that's true.
And, you know. She inadvertently has stepped into, and you know, I'm a big fan of Goop. I have so many products that I have discovered through Goop. I've been a fan for a long, long time. It is very polarizing. I get it. People think it's very woo-woo and out there, and, you know, you wouldn't. You would totally subscribe to everything that they talk about.
I've had enough of the stuff that I like. As a matter of fact, I had a chance, and I didn't do it. She goes to somebody here in L.A. that I've started seeing to get some reference to my headaches and stuff that I was having. And I was told that what do I have to run across her for? She's just another person that's got the same ideas. I think it's good, though, that we have people, at least the discussion of this, because there's so much intolerance. Here we go back again. It's like religion. You know, and that's it. Medicine, by the way, becomes like a religion. And that's one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about having two different types of medicine represented on this program in the face of Dr. Jack Stockwell and the face of Ken Kronhaus. When I went through this misery with my headaches for the past 3 weeks, I consulted with both of them, and they both helped. Ken helped to eliminate what the potential problems might be, and Jack fixed what the problem was by his manipulation the other day when I went to Salt Lake City to have he's a Nooka chiropractor focusing on the upper spine. And Paltrow certainly underscores the need for things like that. And, you know, there's a place for him. And you know what? Excuse me. One of the things that is so outrageous about this, these people, it's kind of like not getting what the public wants. It's kind of like, food-related things or people in the public, the politicians go in one direction. The public's telling them like it's like CBD, for example. The public wants it. By huge 75% of the public, when they realize what it is and what it does, they want it. And yet politicians are getting on the way of it all the time. It's a circumstance in Salt Lake, for example. Jack was telling me the other day, in Utah, the public overwhelmingly voted for marijuana, medical marijuana, and I guess recreational, so it wasn't clear. But the legislature in the state is trying to kill it because the way the Mormons, oh, we can't have that in our, you know, but the public has said, hey, we want it. So what's the legislature's job? To enact what the public wants or to go down some side street that they want because they don't like, you know, having the use of cannabis, and they can't tell you they wouldn't know why. They don't even know why they don't. They don't know what
the
benefits are.
And I'm surprised that Mormons have an issue with it because it's not a stimulant. Because Mormons, you know, if you're Mormon, you can't have any stimulants. So no caffeine, no soda, no sugar, things like that. Yeah, no alcohol. But marijuana is not a stimulant. So I'm surprised that, you know, because I know some Mormons who smoke a lot of weed. So I'm surprised.
Okay, there you go. You heard it from Victoria.
One very famous, I'm not going to say the name, but one very famous Mormon rock band smokes a lot of weed. They don't do anything else, but they smoke a lot of weed.
All right. Well, there you go. So speaking of all of this stuff and where we're doing people in the news, there's a thing between Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg. Now, I don't know whether this is created for the news media or to get publicity for Dr. Oz's show. His feud, and it's kind of a good-natured feud, I guess, between his name is Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, his talking about doing away with people's first meal, i.e. breakfast. He is a trained physician. He's very popular on television. Very interesting points of view. He says people ought not to eat early. They ought to wait for brunch, that is closer to lunchtime, before they eat a big meal. And so Mark Wahlberg has taken
issue
with that.
A lot of people say that. That's the fasting, the interstitial fasting.
Well, that's what Jack says. Jack and his wife have one meal a day, and that's the middle of the day. They have their shakes and Mary's milkshake stuff in the morning, and that's it. And then they have their big meal at noontime, and they go back to work, and they just have after being around them the other day, last night I came home, and I had cucumber and tomato for dinner, and that was it. That's all I had. I think that there's something to be said for this. But you know what? There are so many things that work. You can make an argument for almost any of this stuff. Yeah. You really can.
It'll
work for some people better than other people.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised that Dr. Oz is on the intermittent fasting kick, because that tends to not be what traditional doctors will say. They still say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal. But that's interesting that he's agreeing with that now, because a lot of doctors like Dr. Jack Stockwell, they'll say, you know, intermittent fasting is actually a really good thing for the body, to give it 12 full hours of no food so your body can recover and properly digest and things like that. And a lot of people claim that it helps with weight loss, and a lot of people say they have great results from it. I kind of inadvertently do that because I don't eat breakfast while we're on the air, so I didn't even realize I have been doing that for a while. So, after the show is really when I have my first big meal, and it's usually
I eat fruit kind of meal. I'm eating. I have spread out on the counter. I have raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, melon. I have grapes and cherries and, well, some yogurt in there. I think that's what I do as I'm on the air. And then, depending what my schedule is for the rest of the day, I'll work for 2 or 3 hours on the radio stuff, maybe have an extended or a later breakfast, if you will, and then I don't eat again until I'm done at the end of the day.
So going back to the story, though, is Mark Wahlberg against what Dr. Oz is saying?
Yes, says we ought to have. Mark Wahlberg and The Rock have a similar schedule. They both get up at 4:30 every morning, and they work out for an hour to an hour and a half. And then
Mark Wahlberg gets up earlier than that.
Because
he did a thing with James Corden, and I think he's up at 2:30 in the morning.
The thing is that not every type of diet works for every type of body. He's very muscular,
and so is
The Rock.
Kara.
Those are the type of guys that are working out and want to build muscle, so they need to eat a ton of protein.
Yes.
And they have to eat that like 5 times a day. So, only eating a time and a half per day isn't going to work for them, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't work for other people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't really seem worthy of an argument.
Okay, so let's move on then.
Yeah, I know like 4 people who eat different. Everybody that I know who goes to the gym, and they all work out, and everybody has a different type of eating habit.
Yeah, they do. So speaking of arguing, I went to see the movie Marriage Story, And I thought about my own circumstances back way back when. And then I'm thinking about Jessica Timberlake. Well, did she take his name?
I don't think so. I mean, privately she has, but professionally she's still Jessica.
So we all know the story about him holding hands and doing whatever he did with his star, and Jessica Biel kind of being supportive of him, but apparently they're going to therapy.
They should. Well, I don't know about her, but he should be in therapy. He was so blackout drunk that he probably doesn't even remember it, other than the fact that there was a video
of him stumbling around
on that balcony in New Orleans and grabbing his co-star's hand. I also blame her because she knows that he's a married man, and she does not need to be resting her hand on his inner thigh. So the two of them together, I think, are both at fault.
Yeah, it's really, and I think she's quite a catch. Frankly, I've always thought she was quite a catch. At any rate, she still has suspicions, apparently, if you believe what some of the TMZ stuff suggests. And
I don't think she'll be walking the red carpet for that movie premiere. I don't think she wants to, and I don't blame her. Why would she want to be around that co-star, you know, who was hanging all over her husband? If that was my husband, I wouldn't want to be anywhere near that girl.
Yeah. He tweeted,
it would not end well for her. So
Timberlake's got 57 million followers on Twitter. He wrote, I stay away from gossip as much as I can, but for my family, I feel it's important to address recent rumors that are hurting the people that I love. And then he gets into the business about his lapse, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, he said nothing happened with her. But
yeah, and I believe
I believe that, too. Yeah. But still.
The optics are bad.
It was a bad look for him. And he's been trying to leave little, like, flirty comments on Jessica Biel's posts. I'm not sure if she's responding to it or not, but he's making an effort in public to at least let everybody know, hey, I still love my wife, and I'm making an effort here.
Well, keep your fingers crossed. Hopefully they have a better future than they have at the moment, because it's a nice couple. They seem like
Well, let's hope they don't end up like couple. Marriage Story.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a powerful movie. I didn't pay much attention to it, but then I read a review of it yesterday, and I had a couple hours in the afternoon, so I found it and I went to see it. Quite a powerful movie. They're both good in it, too, by the way. It's 12 before the hour.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovery musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology is here. First question has to do with what a doctor at the National Institute of Health in charge of allergies and infectious diseases, he says this year's flu vaccine isn't very good. It's not a good match for children, especially today. The doctor's name is Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-C-I. So, Dr. Ken, you're an advocate for flu shots. You've told me any number of times. Let's go.
Yeah,
this doctor says the vaccine is only 58% match for the influenza strain that's affecting children.
Well, Dr. Fauci is a world's expert. He's been around there for decades, well known. But what he would also say in the next breath is that even though it's not a perfect match, because we've been seeing several different viruses this year in the flu, and the current flu vaccine doesn't cover all of the viruses seen this year, but it does provide some benefit. Even if you come down with a virus that's not covered, it seems like the response is not as great. And Dr. Fauci, I'm sure in the next paragraph, is still saying, anyone who hasn't had a flu vaccine yet, go and get it ASAP.
Well, what he said was in the next paragraph, the vaccine could still help protect children from developing other complications.
Correct.
Apparently,
correct.
32 influenza-associated pediatric deaths have taken place this year so far. And it's been rough on children, especially.
It's a horrible flu season. 10 million people have already had it. It's horrible.
Yeah,
and it's
right. More children have been killed, though, with the flu since 2004 than adults. I always thought, well, it's whoever doesn't have a strong immune system. That's the bottom line. Get the flu shot in your family, however you do it. Ken almost can be I was this close to getting a flu shot.
Let me say, I've had my flu shot. The best time to get it is between Halloween and Thanksgiving. But if you still, this year's flu has yet to peak. It's a long season. It's late peaking. So, yes, if you haven't had your flu vaccine yet, it's still worthwhile to get it. And you don't want to have the havoc of getting into the hospital because of the flu. And people, thousands of people are going to die this year from the flu.
Younger children ought to have more than one dose. Do you subscribe to that?
That's no, it's older people, 65 and older. You need to talk to your doctor about getting two doses.
Okay. The next question has to do with donuts. Are donuts under any circumstances, this person isn't suggesting they're good for you, but when do they become harmful? When does eating, I love donuts, I want to know how many donuts I can eat without it hurting my body? All right, Ken, what do you
think? A donut should be a treat. That's what it should be. And, you know, if you want to figure out a way to put weight right on that belly that's going to be hard to get off, it's going to raise your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar, you know, donuts is near the top of the list.
Right, this will do it. Okay, liver detoxification. Is there, and this kind of settles in with something we were talking about off the air, mold and stuff. When mold occurs, does it affect your lungs or your liver or both? And then how do you clean them up if you have that problem?
Well, let's talk about taking supplements to detox your liver. You know, this is not really traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, taking cleansing enemas for the colon, you know, this is not traditional medicine. And traditional doctors don't really believe that you can get rid of toxins and impurities by these cleanses. But the key is just eating a healthy diet and getting exercise, and that's really probably much more important. And I think most traditional doctors will tell you that the liver cleanse is a fiction. I know the alternative doctors like it, but eat a healthy diet. Yeah. Enemas can be dangerous. And liver cleanses, they can't replace medical treatment.
So you don't believe in any... There is some chelation, though. We talked about earlier last year that you would subscribe to. Wasn't there some kind of chelation that now is approved?
There's chelation in the coronaries will sometimes work. And there's a study going on right now with people who have high risk factors. So let's wait and see what happens and keep an open mind.
Yeah, all right, that's important. And there are always questions. People have questions. Send them along to me if you want. Doug@DougStephan.com, that's fine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, again, the contact number there for you to go have an excellent experience with a great doctor, 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stephan with Dr. Ken.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.